Hey guys, coming up today on Sports Spectrum, a great conversation with Butch Thompson. He is the men's baseball coach at Auburn University. That is War Eagle territory. And we got to go down there in person and sit down and have a great conversation with Butch about his faith, about baseball, about becoming a believer, about who his heroes were when he was a kid. And they aligned perfectly, I'll just say, with who my heroes were as a kid. You'll hear that coming up. Plus, we talk about winning versus success. What's the difference? Can you separate winning from success? We also talk about discipleship, staying close to God as a coach at the big time level of SEC baseball. It's Butch Thompson. He's been a longtime assistant coach. In 2019 and 2022, he took Auburn to the College World Series, and he's been the Auburn's men's baseball coach since October of 2015. Butch Thompson coming up in just a minute here on Sports Spectrum. First, I want to tell you about our friends at Athletes in Action, one of the great sports ministries out there, doing wonderful work on college campuses, professional locker rooms. Countries all across the globe are being impacted by Athletes in Action, and they are seeing athletes, very influential athletes, come to know Jesus. But there's just one thing that these athletes need once they make that important decision. They need more Bibles. They need Bibles. And Athletes in Action is asking for you to partner with them, as we are as well. For just $22 a month, you can provide three athletes with Bibles. Think about that. Each and every month, you're providing three athletes with a Bible, God's Word, to be able to grow in their faith after saying yes to Jesus. And here's another catch. If you do this, if you sign up and it's on your heart to help these athletes get God's word into their hands, we're going to provide you with a free resource, a free copy of the Increase Sports Spectrum 52-week devotional. We worked on that hard a couple years ago, and that is one of the great resources I think that Sports Spectrum's been able to offer, this 52-week devotional, which you can get for free if you sign up to provide three athletes with Bibles each and every month with Athletes in Action. It's just $22 a month. Here's how you can do it. Simply text the word sports, S-P-O-R-T-S, sports, to 71326 to help provide Bibles to athletes today. Imagine how much that could change the life of an athlete. Again, text 71326 right now, the word sports, to help. You can also visit the website athletesinaction.org/give/sportsspectrum. athletesinaction.org/give/sportsspectrum, or text the word sports to 71326. Message and data rates may apply. Available to U.S. addresses only, with Athletes in Action. So happy to have Butch Thompson here, the Auburn University men's baseball coach. Hi, Butch. How are you? Welcome to Sports Spectrum.
I'm doing great. War Eagle.
War Eagle. Yes, I've been hearing that a lot on this trip that we've made down here to Auburn, Alabama. Let's start with that. What does War Eagle mean? When you hear that, what comes to mind for Butch Thompson?
Well, it means our family. It means like aloha. Hello, goodbye.
Yeah.
You know, use it a lot when we're speaking as coaches or anybody representing the university. If you get lost in space for a few seconds, all you got to do is say War Eagle. You'll get a War Eagle back, and then you can get your thoughts collected again and go.
Yeah, but, and there's other things you can't say when you're around right. Here. War Eagle is the way to go.
It's just the most amazing, enduring term for Auburn people to connect.
I love that. Let's talk about your faith. Let's start there with what this show is about with Sports Spectrum. Who's Jesus to Butch Thompson?
Yeah, my Savior, a ton of grace that you can't even measure, and absolutely a point of life for me as a coach, as a husband, as a father, to feel like I have a life insurance policy for eternity. I mean, it's a pretty good belief that I have in my heart that that he paid for our sins, and we can see it every day with our nature that we know that I guess I'm convicted every day as I go through life and I see that, man, I need help. And as I make mistakes and I'm able to draw back to that each and every day that I believe a Savior did come to save me and take care of all those sins. And With that and with the blessings that I feel like that I've been given and the opportunity I get to reach young people that I absolutely feel like I have a Savior, I have a playbook in the Bible, and I have a purpose, and that's to absolutely keep trying to shine the best light I can and through the sport of baseball.
Did you have a moment when you said yes? I mean, maybe you grew up in a Christian home like a lot of people, but ultimately we all have to have sort of a defining moment or a time frame when we say, yeah, I'm all in on this God thing. I'm all in on Jesus because this is the only way. Did you have a moment like that for you?
I did. I thought it was when I was 10 or 11. We had a little baptism at our little small church, and everybody jumped in the lake that day. And,
yeah.
But there was really no transformation with me personally. And everybody's got a different experience, but that was mine. And then I ran into a college baseball coach. So I had amazing parents. We went to church sporadically. But when I got to college and I played for a college baseball coach that really started presenting some of the truths, and it was his way to teach through the sport, it captured my heart. And that helped me. That made me want to coach even more, too, because I saw the impact that he had on me. So on September the 5th, 1992, I absolutely had one of our assistant coaches, Scott Mitchell, pray with me. And from that moment on, even with all the challenges that I have and all the human traits that I put out there, I know that was my defining day where Christ took hold and became the Savior of my life. And you know, my life verse was discovered through that moment of 2 Timothy 3:16. It says, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. And so since that day, I've tried to surrender to God the best of my abilities.
And it's never perfect.
Nope.
It's never easy.
Nope.
You were in college playing baseball, I presume, during that time because it was a baseball coach. Ultimately, you become a baseball coach. When did you start to see God kind of directing your steps to become a coach?
Yeah, I had great male role models. So I had a high school football coach that I thought the world of. My junior college baseball coach was like my first guy that really taught me how to do some pitching, and I just thought he hung the moon. My senior college guy, Brian Shoup, is who I'm alluding to that helped me to see Christ and not just the game of baseball. And he presented a program that was bigger than ball. And so I've had some good men in my life that I look forward to. My father, before he passed, gave me the best advice that I ever could be given. And it was right before I became the head coach at Auburn. He's like, love them. You know, it's like, you know, we started going through the schools, LSU and Florida and all the teams in the league, man, they're going to destroy you. But just love your people, love your players, love your school, and, you know, let the dust settle after that. And, you know, really, Matthew 22, it's like, well, my dad just gave me the greatest advice ever because he gave me the greatest commandment for us to do is to, you know, love our Father, and second is to, you know, love these people that we're associated with and put in life with. So I tried to be a captain of every team. I was never the best player on every team, but I just had these male role models in my life, and Coach Shoup being the biggest from a faith standpoint, but all these men absolutely poured into me and helped me grow on this journey.
We're talking to Butch Thompson here from Auburn University, their baseball coach. You grew up in Mississippi, is that correct? That's what I read on the internet. You never know if that's true. So who was the heroes of Butch Thompson growing up in Mississippi, your sports heroes as a kid?
Well, we only had three channels, right?
So it was. That's right. We're the same age. I remember those days.
And I love sport. And like I said, my dad was a huge influence. He was hard. He was tough. I think from the time I was 11 to 14, I thought my name was Ofer. When I went 0-2 or 0-3, or I had a bad day on the baseball field, but he was always present.
Yeah.
He was there. He was a driver, but he was always present. And that small town with having the three channels, you know, we love sports. Everybody would come to my house, you know, so we'd play football in the front yard. We had the concrete and the basketball go in the backyard. And everybody kind of showed up at our house. But on those three channels, it was probably we love Larry Bird. Me and my dad love Larry Bird.
Yes.
With the Celtics, we love the Dodgers, Steve Garvey, and just going all the way. The Penguin was at third base, and just that whole ball club. We love the Dodgers, and we love the Cowboys.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so, Butch, hear me out on this. You're talking to a Cowboys fan since the late 70s. You're talking to a Larry Bird fan since he came into the league. We're kindred spirits, I think, right now, as we think about our childhood. So there's something about – and you grew up in Mississippi. I grew up in Albany, New York. So yeah. We're talking vastly different environments growing up. I did not grow up in a Christian home or have any kind of faith in my life. But I love sports.
Yeah.
What was it about being a kid? And now probably as I assume you're a dad and just being older and being able to look at these little kids and see what attracts them to sports and think about our childhood and why would we fall in love with a guy like Larry Bird, right? And just watching them play on the court. What is it about sports and just being a kid that's such a unique bond?
It had me from that point, it absolutely had me. I love sport, and I'm 52 now. Yeah, Robin's my wife. We'll be married 30 years. We have three amazing daughters, which we affectionately call Strike 1, Strike 2, and Strike 3. But sport was always a connection.
Yes.
My dad worked in like a chemical plant. My mom worked in the furniture industry and sewed. And sport was always a release in a small town. It's like that was the most fun thing to do.
Yeah.
And I think it's been a great teacher of life. And when I got through playing college baseball, wasn't good enough to play professionally. I coach at a program where you've had some of the greatest. You got a Frank Thomas, the only Hall of Famer from the SEC, a Bo Jackson, maybe the greatest of all time. A Tim Hudson, who is floating around here, a 17-year major leaguer and on the Hall of Fame ballot. That wasn't my story. I was just trying to be the best ball player, but all I wanted to do I wouldn't have went to college if it wasn't for sport. But I knew I wanted to coach at an early age. I knew in high school that I wanted to coach. And somehow, I go back to we talked about initially, these men that have been put in my life. And Brian Shoup, he not only gave me eternity, he's like, I want you to coach. And he also started that career. So he got me into coaching, then brought me back, and I got back under his umbrella again, and we coached forever. And we were at a small school, Birmingham Southern, and we wound up winning a national championship together. And then, then I guess I sprouted my wings, and that's where 23 years ago I started my odyssey in the SEC.
Yeah.
But I'm too close to it to answer the question. I've never known nothing but sport.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
Sure.
And really, sport has created every opportunity in my life. It created my educational experience, to be honest with you. My parents were GED, both had their GEDs, and they worked the shift work. And, I was just trying to get by, and wound up being sport presented every opportunity that I've been given in life, including eternity, like I outlined.
Butch Thompson's here with us on Sports Spectrum from Auburn University. Tell me about, we've been talking a lot of coaches about the difference between success and simply winning. Winning often is how we identify success as fans, as the media, probably for you too. How do you define a successful year? Well, if you win a championship, it's a successful year. But I think there's a difference between success and simply winning. How do you separate those two and still look for the success, even if the wins aren't always there?
I like what John Wooden, a lot of teachings of John Wooden make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
And one is true success is defined with effort and process and not results. On the other hand, I realize what I signed up for. When you coach in a Southeastern Conference in the sport of baseball, you have to recognize this is the best amateur baseball on earth. We had 85, this 2023 Major League opening day, there were 85 former SEC baseball players on opening day major league rosters.
Wow.
So
yeah.
This is, there's a faith component and there's a belief, and then there's all my failures, and then I signed up to be an SEC coach, so winning has to be part of the setup.
Of course. You want to win.
That's what our fans want. That's what these sellout crowds want. That's what this $30 million renovation says. That's what all that happens. So that's my job. And a lot of the things we talk about is in my heart and in my faith and what I try to live out, because there's some things in my life that are bigger than ball. But this ball is pretty important at this level.
Yeah,
I'd
say so.
If I didn't want to coach at an important, I could be at a different level maybe. But this is about pursuing championships. I just But I want to keep focused on the effort and process.
Yeah. And loving your guys, like you said.
That's right. And if you can just do that, you can let the chips fall where they may. We're in a unique situation here. We've been to Omaha two of the last 4 years. Even this past season, we won the most SEC regular season games that we've won since we've been here over the last 8 years. But then we don't get out of our own regional at home. And you're like, well, this was good, and this was not what we desired. And, you know, that's all part of sport. And but, you know, I love that I'm at a place where I can aim high, where the baseball's serious, because I'm a pitching coach by trade. And, you know, I've had 14 major league pitchers the last 9 years, and getting to work with guys at that level and that type of player is there's nothing more rewarding than being able to work with that. So we got a serious group of amazing coaches and players that are pursuing trying to win championships. And all the while, I want to make sure that my legacy would speak to, like, man, he really cared about the craft and the sport of baseball, and he was pursuing championships. But at the same time, he wanted to make a difference. And, you know, if somebody right now grabbed me by the collar and said, give me an identity statement, I'd say follow Christ, love my group, and attack opportunities to make a difference. And I just got one of the neatest jobs in America to be able to do that.
You do. And it's wonderful that you've invited us to be a part of this down here in Auburn. It's the off season, so there's some construction going on, as you said, but we're looking out at the stadium as we record this. And I think about come February, come March, when these games start happening and you're ready to go and you go out on that field and you coach your guys, you manage your guys. I think about you being a follower of Christ and your identity. You put that as first in what you just said. Sometimes, though, when those games start, we can get a little crazy, I'll just say. And I just mean everyone, not just coaches. How do you be intense and you demand what you need to demand from your players and still be a follower of Christ? Does that make sense how I'm asking that? How do you carry your faith onto the field when it's time for your team to do battle and try to win a game?
Well, I want my guys to know that I'm not the example. So I'm not somebody to hold in the highest regard, because, you know, I get after these umpires, and it's a very competitive level. I'm not the example. You know, Christ is the example to chase.
Yeah.
So I make that very clear, number one. But, you know, problems are coming. Problems are coming, and we try to give our guys some strategies. You know, we feel like as soon as we encounter a problem, we have a little deal. That's through some sports psychology training, that's through some science, that when you're presented with a problem, we got about 60 seconds to get to the solution side. And we think there's a problem side and a solution side, and we're immediately, as soon as we get a problem, a snowball, that we're trying to get to a solution side. You know, oftentimes people, because all of our human minds are wired with this PCT, this problem-centric thinking, and it's coming. So that's one good thing to know, how to deal with all this challenges that are coming with the season. We know it's normal. It's absolutely normal. And then, you know, our strategy is to take that, as opposed to that snowball becoming an avalanche or that problem being spread between friends and making it worse or making it bigger, that if we'll absolutely come up with, like, what's the one thing I can do to make this better? Now we're heading toward a solution. Even if it's not the end-all, be-all in 60 seconds, at least we're leaving this area, this neighborhood. This is not the neighborhood we want to dwell in. So when a problem comes, we start moving to solutions, and we try to train every bit of our people that this is normal, this is going to happen. My best player this year, my best hitter this year, I stand right at the corner of the dugout, and 7 out of 10 times, my best player is going to walk past me as a failure.
Yeah.
That's baseball at the highest level. So we must have some strategies that are proven, that are going to help them continue to grow. And, you know, really, we're trying to start the fight. We're trying to stay in the fight. Yeah. And we're trying to finish fights. And really, the greatest, you know, why baseball is such a great teacher of life is your ability to stay in the fight, because failure is normal, and your ability to keep getting to solutions and not staying in the problem side and making it worse creates some of the best warriors on our team.
Yeah, I love that. Butch, What's your discipleship look like? I love talking to coaches because coaches are so wired to pour into others. Just empty your cup, right? But you can't empty it unless it gets filled somehow. And spiritually for you, how does your cup stay filled? How do you, whether it's Bible studies, discipleship, personal, devotionals, maybe it's all of that, but what does that look like for you on a daily basis, maybe in season and out of season?
Yeah, you know, in season it's hard. You know, our Sundays are captured with games, and you could be in Baton Rouge or Gainesville or South Carolina or wherever in the league. That's when it gets tough. That's when you need to have some strategies. Tuesday morning, my pastor here in town, Ren Aaron, there's coaches and men here in this community that are spending time together. I think that's really important. Zoom, I got so tired of Zoom during all the COVID and everything, and now I see the positive of it because every Sunday night, then it's my family. I have the three daughters, and one's in Birmingham, and one has a daughter, and she's a teacher, and one's in school here at Auburn. So, and then I use my mom also. So that's a way for my family to get together on a Sunday night. So we connect. I just think you got to keep up with who you're running with, and that's where I think you have to be selective.
Yeah,
we tell high school age, we tell young people all the time, it's really important who you run with. You know, I try to give what I think is the greatest example of all time in athletics is when Roger Bannister broke that 4-minute mile on May 6, 1954. The smartest people in the world said you couldn't do it, so we should absolutely aim as high as we possibly can in whatever endeavor, whatever our hands find to do. But then secondly, what I would draw out of there is he had two guys that had trained with him, Chris Chataway and Chris Brasher. And so I have an amazing staff. I have two associate head coaches that we've elevated that have been with me for a long time. They send the same message to our players. They have the same heart. So we have some consistency there. So I have an amazing staff that if we have 40 players and we have 6 or 7 people on staff, there's a consistent message. There's a lot of people. There's not just me trying to make a difference in people. We have a whole staff that's trying to make a difference in people. So, because I know Roger would have never broke that. I don't think he would have broke that 4-minute mile if it wasn't for Chris Chataway and Chris Brasher. And people said you couldn't do it, and it was impossible that you would basically cross the finish line, fall on the ground, and perish if you accomplished the feat. When he did do it, he didn't fall and die. And from May 6, 1954, by the end of 1957, 17 other men accomplished the feat.
Yeah.
Including Chris Chataway, that was one of the guys behind the scenes helping Roger Bannister reach that mark. So people that you connect with is going to really define who you are. And I just absolutely, my Tuesday morning Bible study are men running faster than me or make me faster. Yes. And I have a staff that was one of the hiring strategies. Are they going to help our players to be able to throw harder, faster, and make a bigger impact later on? Am I hiring the staff member? Will he help me build men? So that's one of the things. And then my family, you know, I want to run with them. I'm put here to raise three girls and invest in my family. So, man, who you're running with is very, very important. And you better have some strategies and some times in place to make sure that, as busy as we all get, that doesn't go away. Because people either can make you run faster or they can absolutely cripple you and make you run slower. And so those are some strategies. I always love the Roger Bannister to look back to say, man, you guys can do anything. Don't let nobody tell you can't. And then, oh, don't forget now. There were some people. He was running with the right people that made him faster.
Well, that's a great analogy into our faith, too. Like, we can try to run this faith race on our own, but it's not going to end well if we try to do it by ourselves. We're wired for community. We need people to build us up. We need people to run this race with. So that's a great analogy, Coach. Let me wind down with this. What is the Lord kind of teaching you in the season of life you're in, where you are right now? What's the great lesson that God is kind of impressing on your heart as you think about where Butch Thompson is today as we record this?
That there's a lot going on. And that the truths and principles they're there. No matter how much people want to cloud it, make it confusing, the truths are there and hold on to them. And if all these influences here and some are true and some are lies, that holding on to our playbook, even just physically in your hand to know where truth is. I think I picked a good life verse that we talked about earlier of, all scripture is God breathed. I believe that.
Yeah.
So my faith.
Yeah.
And so if I ever get confused, I know where to go. And I want something more simple. I want my message to be more simple, more brief, and right on and according to what the playbook says. And I think that's what young people want now. I think there is a desire. I think there is some hunger for Christ with our young people right now. Because of what they've been through recently and because of what all they hear, I think they want truth also. And while I say we all have this problem-centric thinking that's normal and natural, I think God created every one of us, and he would desire for that relationship. And I think it's a time now where young people now more than ever are searching. And I would like to give a clear, simple message of truth, and I would hope our leaders and our, because I'm just a coach, I'm not a preacher.
Yeah, sure.
And I just hope people that are absolutely presenting Christ can be simple and true and consistent, because I think our young people are absolutely desiring to find truth and hear the gospel of Christ.
It's beautifully said. He is Butch Thompson from Auburn. College World Series 2019, 2022, maybe 2024, Coach. We'll see. I know that's the goal, right?
That's the plan. Les Brown says people don't fail because they aim high and miss. It's because they aim low and hit. That's our high star. So that's what we're going for in 2024.
I like that. Well, Butch, this has been a pleasure. Thanks for being here on Sports Spectrum. Really enjoyed our conversation, and hopefully we get to do it again sometime.
War Eagle.
And many thanks to Butch Thompson from Auburn University for being our guest today on Sports Spectrum. And it's always great when you can talk to someone in person. And when we were down there, we heard the War Eagle chant quite a bit. They love their sports. They love their football, certainly. They love their basketball. They love their baseball. They love their coaches. They love their athletes. Auburn University is a special place. I'm glad we got to go in person and check it out and see what it was all about. And while we were down there, we got a chance to talk to Butch Thompson, and we really appreciate Butch for joining us here today on Sports Spectrum. And we'll be cheering Butch and Auburn on throughout the rest of this season, which is right around the corner, with college baseball in the SEC starting up very soon. So thanks to Butch Thompson for being our guest today on Sports Spectrum. We thank you as well for tuning in. You can find us at our website, sportsspectrum.com, for all of our content, great articles and devotionals, podcasts, testimonials, video content, great free resources. Each and every day it's updated over at sportsspectrum.com. And of course, whatever app you're listening to this podcast on, if you could click that subscribe button or that follow button, that way you never miss any episodes, any new content coming your way through the Sports Spectrum podcast. Multiple interviews per week coming out, and so we hope you guys are subscribed so you don't miss any of these conversations that we get to have, like today's with Butch Thompson. We thank you for tuning in. We love you guys. We hope you have a great rest of your day. We cannot wait for our next episode. We will see you then.